Oh, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. I got to tell you, John, there's a lot of water.
Yeah. We are definitely
they're expecting wet dams they're up north.
Scary stuff, man.
I
just watched a video this morning of a river in the UP, and it's going so fast. And I live real close to the Flint River, and it's amazing.
It's way high.
It's high.
Sheboygan is
scary high. Closing bridges high. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we got a sinkhole in Flushing where I live.
Oh, geez.
One of our roads collapsed, and there's a big sinkhole right there. And it's in the middle of like farm fields.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, but it's everywhere.
That's how they find the alien spaceship sometimes.
Well, one of my shooting buddies from sinkholes.
Yeah, they're
exposed.
They
want a glass of sugar water.
Yeah, and then the little eye comes up, and it's like, here they are.
Well,
they've been hidden for all this time. The sinkhole opens up, and now they're out.
Okay, I get your point now. I see where you're going with this. One of my
the problem is, with the guns that they have, with the weapons they have, I'm not even sure the stuff that we can legally carry is going to
probably not
put a dent in it.
Have to break into the other stock.
Yeah.
So we had a the tornadoes that came through the state earlier in the week. One of my old hunting buddies, she's a sweetheart. She's a young kid. She used to hunt in my blind with me for deer season, and she talked the whole time. It was just a riot. Never in a blind. Never saw any deer.
Never saw any deer.
Talk.
Jeez, John, do you think we're going to see any deer today?
By the evening of November 15th, I knew what everybody in her family was getting for Christmas. I knew everything about her family. Well, she bought a farmhouse. Very close to St. Charles.
Yeah.
And that tornado that tore that barn up and everything up in St. Charles was 2.5 miles from her house. So
she's very close.
So
stay safe.
Glad she's okay. Yeah, everybody be careful.
Look for some higher ground. I got to tell you, you might need some higher ground too regarding
state legislation.
So, well, they're finally getting around to starting to work on the proposals that came. We talked earlier about this group out of Ann Arbor or wherever it was.
It was based pretty much out of U of M. And U of M. It was strong.
Making proposals, recommendations for new legislation for carrying
for anti-gun stuff. And
now they're taking it up in Lansing.
And now it seems to be gaining some traction. And with some other states throwing some big legislation out there this week and enacting some really, really strong anti-gun stuff, it's already been proven.
So we're going to talk about that. That's what's coming up here in just a second. This segment of the show is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
Who? Diamond Jim's, that's right. They are great folks, and I will have my vehicles are, every one of them's running great and going down the road perfectly straight because Diamond Jim's is taking care of it. I got brakes this week. I got oil change, cabin air filter. I'm not quite ready to get the air conditioning checked, but darn close. So, but Diamond Jim's right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan. Great place to go get your cars fixed. Tires are their specialty, but shocks, struts, brakes, alignments, which is terribly important. And in this rain, you want to make sure you don't have hydroplaning going on with all the water we've had and all the water puddles we've driven through lately. So make sure you go to Diamond Jim's. Tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. We'd appreciate that. Their number is 810-743-4210. And they make appointments. It works out great. Everything goes perfect. You drop your car off, or you can sit right there in the lobby and get caught up on hot coffee and TV while you're there. So, but Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto, you can link to them right from my website, which is thegss.com, and you'll get all their information right there. Now, honestly, I got to talk a little bit about this. I'm going to call it like it is. The foil hat wearing lawmakers are at it again with zero regard for your rights. Absolutely none. So, as if they don't even exist. So when you start looking at their ability to change our lives, it gets scary. So that's how they plan on stripping you of your rights, because they almost deny that you have a Second Amendment right. And we got to go back to the Constitution and remember that your ability to keep and bear arms is the Second Amendment right beyond free speech. So it is the utmost importance. It is the things on their list for this year, the actionable items this year, they know they're going to push through, are bans on high capacity magazines, mandatory 3-day waiting periods, increasing liability for gun dealers. Basically, what it's trying to do is drive gun shows out of existence. You know, Uncle Larry and your Uncle Charlie get together and they're going to take their family collection. They're going to go sell it at a gun show. Well, they're going to want $1 million liability on these people for selling guns. Why? Because, you know, do you have to do that if you sell a car? Think about that. You know, well, what if the driver, you know, is drunk when they take the car out and they hit somebody? You're liable for it. Well, why are you liable for their actions? I'm tired of being told I'm liable for other people's actions, and I'm sure you are too. So they also want to ban bump stocks. They want to expand the gun-free zones, which will include libraries, state capitol buildings, and all their grounds, all state-owned buildings. How do you know what if a state owns a building or not? It's so easy to get caught up in this where the fine line details can turn you into being charged with a misdemeanor or worse. So there's a lot of things to be concerned about here. So for it's our personal rights. And as law-abiding gun owners, they seem to care not. So please pay attention. Let your legislators know that you are not going to stand for any more infringements on our gun rights. Whatever organization you want to join, be it the NRA, of course, MCRGO, Michigan Gun Owners, Gun Owners of America is a good one, and the NAGR, the National Association for Gun Rights.
Naggers?
Yeah, exactly. And we have the Michigan Naggers, too. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we do. And I'm members of both. So
the Naggers and the Maggers.
My wife is good on these acronyms because yeah. She has, she's like, oh, I know them all because I go through the checkbook and I see who you write checks to.
Busted.
Yeah, exactly.
You're leaving a paper trail.
It's a paper trail. That's right. But I feel better with a paper trail mailing it than I do with a credit card and giving them my number. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Not that I don't trust them. I don't trust the people that are listening in.
Right.
And if it's a positive pro-gun, chances are there's probably a Greek fella in his dollars behind it listening. I think his name's Soros. And and I don't trust him for a heartbeat. So just be very clear. We have a lot of enemies. If gun owners in America were actually the problem, we would know it. Because with 400 to 500 million guns legally owned in this country, if we were the problem, it would be very prevalent. Now, I think it would be very obvious, to be honest with you. We are not the problem. The Second Amendment is not about hunting. It is about stopping tyranny. That's why it was put in place. The Second Amendment was put in place very early on. Now, when the British were marching through the fields, trying to go from one town to the next, were they looking for deer? No. Were they looking for splinter cells of well-armed militia? Yes. And what were they doing when they got there? They disarmed the public. And that's exactly what they're trying to do now. They're trying to disarm the public. So if you want to hear some good stuff, there's so much on the internet right now about this. Check out Four Boxes Diner. It's on YouTube. And Mark Smith is the guy's name. No, he's no relation that I know of. But, he's a brainiac, a very good constitutional lawyer. And so Four Boxes Diner. Check that out and listen to him. A lot about tyranny right now, because that's the basis for what we're doing. And one of the legislators from Tennessee in Congress this week really, really brought it to the forefront, and he points it out. So be very protective of your rights, and don't let these people walk all over you because they decided to somehow dismiss the Second Amendment as not important when it's right there with the First Amendment, extremely important. So how do you feel about it, Dan? I mean, you understand the Second Amendment, right? You understand our rights.
Which one is that? The right to
go
have
to
paper
Taco
bags
Bell for fourth meal?
Paper bags is what I was thinking it was.
Paper bags.
Yeah. They're trying to foist these plastic ones on us, and
paper bags are a wonderful thing.
Oh no,
but,
no, it's the other way around.
Plastic bags.
They're trying to get rid of our right to plastic bags, to paper
and straws.
I forget
it's straws.
I forget how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the straws end up in the turtles' noses. You've seen that.
It's a
all the stuff they put out there is a bunch of nonsense.
You got to wonder who's setting it all up. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm wondering about? This whole
does it all go back to plastic
this whole
straws?
Swalwell thing?
Oh my god!
So
what a mess! What a debacle
now they
this week.
Like they didn't know this. Like I mean, this is a complete.
They knew for years he's an idiot.
It's a political hit job.
Yeah, they got tired.
It's
of
like
him.
Well, they didn't get tired of him. They were worried that he would get slaughtered. He was polling the highest of the
right?
of the Democrats.
He was the leader 13
they
days
call
prior
it,
to
they call it a
down.
Jungle primary. And the two Republicans in the primary were like one they were 1-3 or 1-2.
Yeah.
And Swalwell was the next highest one and the other two Democrats are below him. You know, one is the gal who dumped steaming hot mashed potatoes on her husband before they got divorced.
Wow.
The one who was yelling at her staffer, "You're in my shot." This is the second time. She's like wow. a crazy. She like called off an interview. She's nasty.
I'm still saying wow about the mashed potatoes.
And the mashed potatoes.
Wow.
She's
terrible.
Assaulted someone. And that was in the police report. The weapon she assaulted him with?
Mashed potatoes.
Steaming hot mashed potatoes.
Wow.
That's a true story, John.
Wow.
That's not fake news. That's a true story. So, but the point of the story is they had to get him. Now,
is it to push Newsom up, do you think?
No, Newsom's out.
Is he out completely?
Well, he's term limited, I do. He's running for president, see? So now, so they're trying to get another Democrat in to take his spot.
Yeah.
But they've got crazy rules. It's jungle primary, and you got two Republicans. One's a sheriff. The other guy's the Steve, what's his name? President Trump just endorsed, who's on
Fox.
Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But he's doing real well. He's the ahead right now. But if he goes it, so the primary is the top two vote getters.
Right.
Doesn't matter what party.
Right.
And he'll have to go against the Democrat if Democrat comes in too
mm-hmm.
in the primary.
Right.
And then if that's the case, then there's just two of them. Then all the Democrats get together because it's like. You know,
yeah.
It's a deep blue state.
Right.
There's a bunch of crazy people who live there.
Yeah, there is.
All the smart people are leaving.
A lot of foil hats.
It's the number one one-way U-Haul
right.
originator
Michigan,
in the country.
Michigan's been there.
We're nip and tuck
yep,
with California.
Yep, we are. Nip and tuck. Good point.
Yes.
yes.
anyway. Well, so, but the point is, they've known all along. There's these stories about him. It's not like, we have to protect women. No, we have to get rid of Swalwell. We're going to use this as an example. They're terrible.
Well, here's something to consider. You know, you go somewhere, and instead of having the mindset of, I'm going to change this place to make it better.
Yes.
Assimilate. Now, what's wrong with Michigan being a hunting, the winter water wonderland we were just 50 years ago?
Right.
Where basically... opening day of deer season was a day off school
right.
because everybody went deer hunting. And now it's almost to the point where we're frowned upon for being deer hunters.
Nah.
And I mean, the guff I get for putting
it's
a picture
changed.
Of a dead deer on Facebook,
yeah.
you know, I get a bunch of that, you know, even from family members.
You really shouldn't.
And it's always the feminist type cousins and stuff that'll nail me to the cross. For
well,
me.
You are a toxic male.
I am a toxic male. You're right. That's
you
a
are.
Good way of putting it. My wife right. will probably get that tattooed on me. Above is a toxic male.
hey, listen, we're going to take a break. We got to do that. We're going to come
we
back.
Do.
We got more to talk
yeah,
about.
We're going to talk about rifles, though. We're not going to talk about politics anymore. We're going to talk about rifles.
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 Here in the Gunsmith Show.
Yes.
Very appropriate topic.
Very appropriate.
When we return here on
Saturday
US 103.1.
April, we're talking rifles.
Your home for ultimate classic rock. We're back right after this.